welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we go to take a look at a moment in the life of the father of the faithful, of Abraham. And I'm going to read a passage of scripture found in Genesis, the 17th chapter, verse 1. "And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect." Well, that's a message in itself, be thou perfect. But let's look at how God was speaking about himself, how he identified himself. He said, I am the Almighty God. And of course, in English, we understand that a God who's not limited by any weakness, by any deficiency. He is all powerful. But in the Hebrew language, that word God Almighty is actually El Shaddai. El, of course, is translated God, and primarily means and conveys the sense of power or might. Let me just read a portion of Deuteronomy 28. I'll read verses 1 through 13. And these are the promises of blessing that God said would come upon his children Israel if they would obey him. Starting at verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, not just come on you, but overtake them. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, your children, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, your cattle, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto." That's fairly comprehensive, right? "And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." And the Lord, that he was talking about natural blessings here, but now he goes on to say, in verse 9, "The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, because God's with them. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers," speaking, of course, to Abraham, "to give thee. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, and observe and to do them." These were the blessings that were to come upon the people of God. And so when God spoke to Abraham, when he was 99 years old, that El is used to convey the idea of power and might. And God, or El Shaddai, is our powerful, mighty, all-sufficient one who will bless us with every good blessing, just as he spoke these blessings to Israel, to those who will walk obediently before him and love him. While El, of course, describes the might and the power of God, Shaddai also describes power, but it's a different kind of power, not of violence or force, but of bounty, of abundance, of richness. Shaddai in Hebrew primarily means breasted, being formed directly from the Hebrew word shad, meaning the breast, like that of a woman's breast. In Shaddai, therefore, you have the pour or the shedder forth of blessings, of both spiritual as well as temporal. As I just shared with you, he was speaking naturally and also spiritually of the blessings that would come upon those who were obedient. El Shaddai also means the true giver of his own life. And when we relate this to God in heaven, our Father, our Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father, living to make intercession for us. In our King James Bible, El Shaddai is translated Almighty God. And since he is the Almighty God, or God Almighty, we should rejoice because he is described in this context, in this covenant name, as the pour forth, one who just doesn't give out miserly a little bit here and there, but abundantly, abundant blessings. Just as I shared in Deuteronomy, there was no limit to what God was going to do in behalf of his people. In this name, God expresses to us his almighty power. And this aspect that God revealed to Abraham, which will make his children like him, because we are children of El Shaddai, it's not of the sword or a crushing force. Jehovah, as he was known, he bears a sword. He bears the power to bring judgment. But here, it is El Shaddai, the Almighty One. The one who revealed himself to Abraham is not the fierce God, the Jehovah of Israel, or the God bearing a sword to recompense disobedience. El Shaddai is the many-breasted one, the breast of God, that is in his almighty power and abundance. It expresses a bountiful, self-sacrificing love, just as a mother sacrifices for her children, who gives of himself and pours himself out for others. What a beautiful depiction this is of the God that we serve, someone who does not stint, he doesn't count the cost, he's willing to just pour out in such bounty that we have not have room enough to receive it and contain it. This one, this El Shaddai, is the one who can quiet the tossed and restless. He is the one who nourishes and strengthens. He is the all-sufficient one. And some of you might be listening today that really need that aspect of our God. Someone who will nourish you, someone who will strengthen you. Might feel cast off from every living person, family, friends. You may feel deserted, betrayed by them. But there is one who has not forsaken you, who has not forgotten you, and his name is El Shaddai. Just as he desired to pour forth his blessings to Israel, he desires you to experience his faithfulness to you, regardless of the things you've gone through, regardless of the losses, regardless of the injustices you've experienced. He is the all-sufficient one. He is El Shaddai, the very breast of God that will bring forth nourishment and comfort and strength and solace, just like a mother would to her own child. Would a mother forget her nursing babe? the Lord said in his word, she may forget, but I will not forget thee. How beautiful this is. This is God Almighty, the God that we serve. You know, I just want to stop for a moment and I want to pray. Father, you see those who are hurting and suffering, those who feel so isolated from those round about them, who are carrying hidden sorrows that they can't even put into words. Lord, you've not forsaken them, and I ask you to reveal yourself to them as El Shaddai, as you did to Abraham, one who pours forth love and comfort and nourishment and sufficiency, regardless of what the need is. Reveal yourself, Lord, as El Shaddai, to those who are needing your strength and comfort today. Just as a helpless infant is at the breast of its mother, so, Lord, I ask you to pour forth your strength, your comfort, your goodness, your mercy, your faithfulness to those who are hurting right now. We call upon you, Lord, as El Shaddai. That's one of your covenant names. And Lord, that you will make real to them the comfort and the provision that you have for them right now in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Lord, reveal yourself as El Shaddai to them. Bring them comfort and sustenance and provision and all that they have need of, in the mighty name which is above every name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I just feel the ministry of the Holy Spirit reaching out right now to strengthen you and comfort you and give you hope and faith, the strength and all that you need to continue to press on in the walk that God has called you to. Praise the Lord. Well, I'd like to share, and we'll share more tomorrow as I will bring this message to a close. But I thank you for listening, and whatever your needs may be, God is willing to meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And if you want someone to agree with you in prayer, I personally am the only one who receives the mail, reads the letters, and answers the mail. So I invite you to share your needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,